Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many Americans are troubled at the corrupt leadership within the business community. Some business leaders praise greed as a worthy goal. We are disturbed when our political leaders commit adultery, lie to cover up their transgressions, engage in deception and subterfuge, and act as if they have done nothing wrong. But most disconcerting is when religious leaders like Jimmy Swaggart, Henry Lyons, and Robert Tilton betray their followers by misusing money, lying to their constituents, and committing other grievous sins against God and against their fellow men. These leaders bring shame on all religious groups, not just the ones with which they are affiliated. They have created the impression that all religious leaders are immoral, greedy, and fraudulent. The leaders in Israel at the time Jeremiah prophesied were unfaithful to God and concerned primarily about their own welfare. Jeremiah writes, "An appalling and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof?" Jeremiah 5, 30 and 31. We can understand from this reading why the prophet Jeremiah described the situation in Israel as being appalling and horrible. The prophets were to be God's spokesman to his people and to the nations surrounding Israel. The priests were to represent God to the people of Israel and to teach the laws of God. But both groups were committing abominable sins. The prophets usually began their utterances by saying, "Thus says the Lord," or "The word of the Lord came unto me." That was certainly legitimate if the word of the Lord came to the prophet. But in some cases, the prophets had invented their own messages. Some of the prophets were saying, "Peace, peace, where there is no peace," Jeremiah 6:14. They were denying that the Babylonians would come against the nation of Israel. But they were lying. Later in the book of Jeremiah, God said, "I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land." Jeremiah 23:15 and 16. Jeremiah accused the priests of bearing rule on their own authority. That indicates they were not paying any attention to the Lord's will for the nation. How sad when teachers and preachers of the Word are more concerned about feathering their own nest than in pleasing God Almighty. I honestly wish I could tell you that no such teachers exist in our day. But you would know I was either ignorant or hard-hearted if I did so. It is my considered judgment from the reading of Scripture and from observation that the main problems in the religious world stem primarily from unscrupulous and misinformed leaders. Not only were the prophets telling lies and the priests operating on their own authority, the people loved to have it so. The people had the means of judging the quality of their leadership, but they chose to go along with their corrupt leaders. That is a tragic combination. Lying, deceiving, greedy leaders, and indifferent and immoral and rebellious followers. That is an infallible formula for death and destruction. The prophet asked, "What will you do in the end thereof?" In other words, when the judgment came on the people of God, where would they turn for help? By their behavior, they guaranteed that judgment would come, and they would suffer as a result of that judgment. Thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.